luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
The global tuna industry is valued at about $40 billion per year. But according to experts, a lack of transparency when it comes to the volume of fish caught at sea is the greatest threat to the sustainability of the fishery. This is Alan Rahari, the Interim Deputy Director General of the Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency and the Director of Fisheries Operations.
The biggest risk for our regions are mainly what we call unreported fishing, so meaning fishing vessels are not providing their catch reports accurately.
To combat this, most Pacific countries mandate fisheries observers to be stationed on all purse seine vessels, which use a net to target schools of fish like skipjack and yellowfin tuna. Rahari again.
Observers have been mainly used to support science work, particularly collection of data, but more and observers are now being used to collect also compliance information.
Charlin Golu is the Deputy Director of the Offshore Division for the Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources in Solomon Islands. She oversees the nation's Fisheries Observer Training Program.
They train on the fisheries laws, how to collect accurate data, to identify species, and also they train on sea safety. They are like a policeman at sea.
And is it a dangerous role?
I think so. I don't want to go there.
According to the Association of Professional Observers, since 2015, at least 14 fisheries observers have gone missing or died at sea, some under what human rights groups identify as suspicious circumstances. One of those is e-Kiribati observer Eritara Arti Kaiarua, who died aboard a Taiwanese-flagged vessel, the Windfar 636, in 2020. David Hammond, a former UK military seafarer and English barrister, is the founder of Human Rights at Sea International.
The first coroner who actually saw the body highlighted in the official and publicly available reports that Eritara died from a blunt force trauma to the head. That second, and in fact the third review from independent coroners, which did it remotely, did not see the body, changed the findings to death by natural causes. Now, Eritara was 40 at the time, was fit to do his work, had been signed off to do his work, and was an experienced seafarer.
Human Rights at Sea obtained CCTV footage from the vessel, which showed Eritara's final moments.
And also highlighted masked crew carrying his body along the corridor outside his cabin.
6 years on, the NGO is still advocating for answers on behalf of Eritara's family. Hammond again.
He had a logbook, and that logbook was eventually found to be incomplete with sections removed, which was one of the 26 unexplained and outstanding questions that we highlighted from our investigation, and to this day still remain outstanding.
SBS News has contacted Kiribati authorities for comment, including the Ministry of Fisheries and Ocean Resources, the police, the Attorney General's Office, and the Office of the President, but did not receive a response. SBS News has been unable to contact the owner of the vessel Windfar 636 to put further questions to them. It's clear being an observer is a job that involves courage, but we're told a fear of retribution while at sea has rendered some afraid to speak publicly about their experiences. Jude Piriku is an assistant for the Observer Program in Solomon Islands. He worked as a fisheries observer for 10 years until 2019 and says at the time he felt anxious boarding a fishing vessel to do his job.
The fear of getting thrown overboard, the fear of getting murdered, the fear of the boat sinking, once you get to know the crew after a few weeks, and that fear settles down and you feel safe on board and you can do your job.
Observers can spend up to months at sea. Jude says the financial benefit, passion for the ocean and ability to see the world are draw cards to an otherwise challenging profession.
What kind of compliance breaches did you witness?
Patient vessels sitting on whales associated with Frisco's shark finning. On one of my trips on a Chinese longliner, I was obstructed from doing my job by the captain. And it was reported.
Do you feel any changes have occurred in the profession to make it safer?
We now have the observer compensation scheme. Your family gets compensated if you lose a life.
Alan Rahari says safety tools are also used to help with safety measures.
Some of the safety tools include personal locator beacons. For some reason, they fell overboard. Those beacons can be activated. Also, they do have safety devices on them. So when they are harassed when on fishing vessels by the crew, they can press the devices that will send out an SOS.
While fisheries observers play a vital role, it's stressed they are not the silver bullet when it comes to curtailing overfishing. According to Solomon Islands Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources, electronic monitoring technology featuring tools like GPS, video cameras and sensors are increasingly being rolled out on commercial fishing vessels to support verification of reporting and adherence to the rules. This is Charlene Golu again.
We installed cameras on board, so they record 24 hours operations of the activities on board. So it's kind of reducing the illegal activities as well.
An effort to keep supply chains honest and hold the industry's big fish to account. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News. And this story was supported by the Pulitzer Centre.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.